The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So I wish you a warm welcome to our meditation time together and Dharma teaching. And the overall theme for this week is grief. And grief is a very intimate and very deeply personal in many ways for many of us. And something to care for and to love and to make room for. To treat almost as something sacred, something that maybe is bigger than any identity or any small sense of self that we might have and understanding we have. So for the meditation today, one of the very important central parts to many people's lives are the stories that we live by, stories we tell ourselves, stories that we participate in. Some people say that religions are, what's more important in religions are the stories they tell than the beliefs and the doctrines they teach. That somehow people identify with the stories and are guided by stories and inspired by stories. And so to understand the stories we live by, the stories we tell ourselves, to see them as being contingent, conditional, see them as being provisional or relative to, as opposed to being absolute, and this is the way things have to be, can give a lot of freedom. But one of the things that meditation offers, mindfulness meditation, is something that's quite radical. And that is to appreciate that stories, the assigning of meaning to things, meaning to meditation, of course we do that. And that's in some context a very important part of human life. And it's only a piece of who we are. The stories we tell are only a small fraction of the totality of our life. The meanings we assign to things and to our life is just a small part of the totality of who we are and what's happening here. And so in meditation, one of the radical things that we can do is to not be involved in stories, not be involved in making meaning of things. Allow each thing that happens to exist in and of itself without the imposition or the addition of an explanation or a context that explains why it's there or a meaning of what it means that it's there. You know, my breath is so wonderful today, that means I'm going to be a great meditator. Or, it's hard to breathe today when I'm meditating. This means that I'm a poor meditator. These are very simple meanings that are assigned. And instead of assigning any meaning or any story, for example, in this example, just let the breathing be what it is. And if it's uncomfortable, it's uncomfortable. If it's comfortable, it's comfortable. But not to impose anything on top. So the meditation can be an ending of stories, an ending of meaning, at least temporarily. And the advantage of this is that the stories we tell, the meanings we make, sometimes is like interfering with a deeper totality of the process, what's going on. It doesn't allow for some deeper settling, some deeper connectivity, something very different to happen than if we stay living in the story. This means that I will never, this means that I will always, this means that, leave it alone. And so the radical aspect of mindfulness meditation is to not live in the stories, not live in meaning-making. And we learn to do that by learning to recognize when we start up a story. We learn to recognize when we do assign meaning to what's happening, assign value to what's happening. And maybe we can make it simpler. Just the experience. Just the experience. And so as we do this meditation today, you might see if you can recognize story-making, meaning-making, and leave it alone. Don't add meaning to the meaning. Don't add stories to the story. Just leave it alone and let each thing exist. And the little word that can support this is the lovely word just, and J-U-S-T. And it's not meant to dismiss anything, but it's more like justice, the just cause. Just let it be. Just let it be itself, whatever is happening, without the meaning, without the story. So sitting upright, meditating in a posture that supports you, and gently closing your eyes, and just sitting here in your body with your eyes closed. Can you already recognize you're sitting here with a story? A meaning, some idea of purpose, what's supposed to happen, what's going to happen, what you're afraid will happen. And what are those stories? What is the meaning, the purpose that's circulating in your mind? Gently, taking a few long, slow, deep breaths, expansive breaths, as if when you expand your ribcage, you're expanding beyond the stories and the meaning, almost like you're breaking free from jail by opening up widely, deeply. And then exhaling and relaxing, letting go, settling. Deep breath that goes beyond the stories and the meaning. Almost like you're a snake that grows and shedding an old skin. Settling, relaxing here as you exhale. And letting your breathing return to normal. And to use the exhale as a time to relax your body. Maybe on the inhale, discover where in your body there's holding and tension. And letting go. And then letting your breathing be normal without any more letting go or relaxing. Perhaps just breathing in, just exhaling, each inhale and exhale exists for itself without any meaning or purpose or story. And if there is a story or purpose or meaning, recognizing it as such, just a story. Each thing allowed to be just itself, here and now, direct experience. Not involving yourself in stories and meaning. And if you do, then recognizing it as just a story. Just a meaning, and leaving it that simple. Recognizing the story, making mine. Recognizing the assigning of meaning. And then instead, resting in the simplicity of the moment, without story, without meaning, whether what's happening is comfortable or uncomfortable, pleasant or unpleasant, difficult or not difficult, let it just be as it is. Breathe with it. Sit in it. No thoughts about it. Just sit in it. And as we come to the end of this sitting, you can invite in or bring up a story, a meaning, in the story of how our meditation practice can be of service to this world that we live in. The story that we don't do meditation just for ourselves, but we do it to benefit the world. In fact, if you only benefited yourself in meditation, you could only do it for so far, so long, before you would stop. But to do it also for the benefit of the world, you can go much further. And so to bring in the world as part of your meditation, and to aspire that this meditation practice will bring benefits to the world. To wish that whatever seen, whatever known and unknown benefits that come from this practice, that it not only serves you, but it serves the world. That we sit here for the benefit of all beings, self and others, so that all beings have a chance to experience happiness, so that all beings have a chance to be safe, so that all beings have a chance to be peaceful, so that all beings can be free. May the benefits of this meditation practice be for the welfare and happiness of the world.